Rebecca Ferguson live at Love Supreme 2015. Rebecca Ferguson joins us now. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, it's so lovely to see you. You look fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't see you on stage. Were you wearing that on stage?
I was wearing this on stage. Yeah.
Really, really colourful. It is lovely to see you, and I hope you don't mind me saying, we've got a beautiful baby girl with us as well.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Arabella.
We had to turn it down in the studio because she cries when she hears that song.
What it is with her is, if a song's sad, it's weird. It's like she senses it and she'll get really emotional. If a song's happy, she'll get really happy. But normally songs with strings in them, anything emotional, she gets... It's weird. She's been like that since birth.
Well, no, she is your baby, so shouldn't be too surprised.
I was pregnant when I recorded the album, and I always thought, I wondered if she was feeling and sensing certain songs.
Absolutely. She's happy now.
She's happy now, yes. She is.
Now, you've just come off the main stage, and Chris Phillips was out there watching for us and said you blew him away.
Aww.
What a fantastic year for you. A gorgeous album in tribute to Billie Holiday, Lady Sings the Blues. Your versions of her songs are incredible.
Thank you.
Now, the album's been so well received. You probably haven't had time to catch your breath, have you?
No, I've been really busy. But the album... It's just been amazing, really. I love how I've been accepted into the jazz crowd, really. It's been lovely, and I find the music is just where I feel like I fit. I just feel like it's music that I should have always been doing. Yeah.
The crowd obviously absolutely loved it as well. Chris said everybody came from all the other areas to hear it. Now, checking your website, you don't stop now until the end of January next year in terms of live performance.
No, I know, yeah.
That's just a bit scary, isn't it?
I am a busy... And I'm writing my next album as
well. Are you?
Yeah.
So are we going... Are we staying in the jazz kind of area?
I'm not sure, yeah. I haven't got into the writing yet. I start writing next month. But I know that I'm going to be very inspired. And so I'm going to draw on all... I'm sorry, I can hear the baby yaying in the back. I'm sorry, people.
We're happy. It's fine.
I'm going to be drawing on just how dignified and how talented the musicians are in the jazz world, so I'll be bringing that into my album. Yeah.
So Rebecca, you say I haven't started writing yet. Does that mean that you can act? Is that the way you work? Are you quite disciplined? Can you say, right, this month I'm going to sit down and write and do it?
The minute I get into the studio, that's when I get my studio head on and I start writing. Yeah, and then I'll focus on that for a couple of months, and with the next album I'm just going to keep perfecting it, because if there's one thing I've learnt about doing Lady Sings the Blues and working with the jazz musicians I work with, it's that these people are not only talented but they're perfectionists, and they don't put anything out there that isn't timeless, and I learned that from listening to the Gershwin songs, and I want to create a timeless album. Yeah.
We feel so lucky to have you because you are so busy, and really lovely to have you at Love Supreme 2015 and to meet your gorgeous family as well. Now, before you spin off, we don't have a bar here, but if we had a bar, what cold drink could I pour you?
Ooh, if there was a bar, what would I have? Ooh, right now, I fancy a mojito right now. Right now, I'd have a mojito.
Well, try and knock one of those out then. Rebecca Ferguson, thank you.
Thanks for having me.